We'll have a studio full of guests over the next 2 days as we discuss the Bridal Fair event coming up for April 25th from 1 until 5 p.m. here in Fairfield. That's coming up over the next 2 days on Community Connection right here on WFIW 1390 and 103.3 FM. More after the break. Join us each weekday at 7:50 and shortly after the 8 o'clock news on Saturday morning for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of unique items on the block in our region. We give you the headline items during the week, then actually get into the details with the area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m., a part of our WFIW morning show. Then again each Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. You need to listen to protect yourself because you never know what we're going to talk about. We call it Morning Coffee. We even give you the opportunity to call in with your topics. There really isn't a show like this on the radio dial. It's about nothing, and we invite a guest to strap in and hold on for dear life. That's Morning Coffee, weekdays between 8 and 9 a.m. on the station listened to, not just heard. WFIW 104.9 FM, streamed on WFIWradio.com and on YouTube. And you're listening to the Community Connection right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. I'm Jeremy Smith, your host, joined by a slew of individuals today joining me to talk about the Bridal Fair event taking place on April 25th from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. My first guest is going to be Marty Garner with the Chamber. Marty, welcome back to Community Connection.
Hey, thank you for having us, and it is a pleasure. This looks like you are the thorn among a bunch of roses here.
They say they say amongst the roses grows a lonely weed, and that would be me.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, listen, thank you so much for having us. We are thrilled to be here and so excited about this bridal fair that we're doing. It's not the first one Fairfield's done, but it's the first one we've done as a group, and we, if I may say, my partners in crime here, you know, it's, as you said, it's at the Willow Creek venue. So we've got Patty Vaughn, our marketing director, Claire Wise. No, it isn't Claire Wise.
Claire Vaughn.
It's Claire Vaughn. How long has it been Claire Vaughn?
Let's see, 7 years now.
Yeah, you know, I knew her when she was growing up. So anyway, and then a downtown business, chamber members that we are so proud to have on board. And you can't have a bridal fair without bridal dresses there, and we've got Farmer's Daughter, and we have both Nicole and her mother Marjorie, and so they've been very active in helping with this, and we'll have a big part in the actual day, so we're excited.
We're excited to have you here, and we can't wait to hear more about it. And ladies, thanks to every one of you for joining us. Let's start off with one of the local businesses here. You were talking about the dresses being a necessity when it comes to weddings. Of course, you can't really, I guess you can have a wedding without a dress, but not your traditional style. So let's bring you in and let's introduce you to the guest real quick.
Hi, I'm Nicole Jordan. I'm the owner. You can't have a wedding without bridal gowns. And then my mom Marjorie's here too, like Marty said. But yeah, we were just really thrilled to be a part of it. We always knew that Fairfield had potential to be really big in the bridal industry, and then with Patty coming along with the venue, just made it over the top, and we just felt like we really needed to do a bridal show to showcase all the local businesses that take part in weddings and stuff, and so we're pretty much a one-stop town for wedding department.
You got a lot going on down at Farmer's Daughter. Tell us a little bit more about the business, about some of what's going on, what got you into the bridal fair event to begin with.
Well, the bridal fair event, how I even got associated with Farmer's Daughter, I used to work for MJ Lear, who owned it before, and I've just always been interested in fashion, but I didn't think that was my career calling, so I went to college and thought I wanted to do something in the medical field. Well, that didn't work out, and I came back home and I was like, Mom, I just don't know what I'm gonna do with it. And I was working at MJ at the time, and she didn't have anyone to take over, and so I just went home and told them that I really wanted to buy the store, and that's how it happened. And so this bridal fair, we've just always thought we've been a part of other
We went to other bridal fairs and stuff, and so that we thought what a perfect opportunity for, you know, as she said before, the local businesses to be able to be exhibited somewhere. We just needed a location, and that's where Patty with hers came in. Yeah, came into into place, and so that opened the door for a lot of you know, local businesses to be able to show what they have. So the bridal fair side of it for us is that you know, we always love the opportunity to showcase the inventory that we have, and we have lots of wedding gowns. We have three specific I'll let Nicole go into the brands that we're able to to offer.
Yep, Allure, Christina Wu, and Jasmine, and then we also are starting to get into Giovanni Wedding, but those are our top three.
Yeah, but we also have bridesmaids. I mean, we have pretty much everything that you need on your wedding day, and so we're excited to have this opportunity to showcase, you know, that we have every flower girl's dresses, bridesmaids' dresses. We now even carry tuxes for the men. Mm-hmm. So, so we've opened that.
Yeah, and we're actually going to do a show for the bridal fair. It's going to be that day at 2:30 to 3. We're starting it at 2:30, but we're not sure when it's going to end. We're just going to go with the flow.
First time.
So, and we're going to be showcasing bridal and bridesmaids' gowns.
Yeah, and we have local models. Yep, so that's going to be fun for them to be able to have that opportunity.
Brought a local model with you.
Let's
get a word from our local model. She's all shy over there. I know you're not shy if you're willing to model. Come on up to the microphone, huh?
Daly's like, I don't have to talk that day.
And stuff. But what we love about small town communities is that there's a lot of opportunity to have, you know, people will jump at the opportunity to help out, you know. So we thought, what a perfect way, because we have girls from all ages, considering that we have prom and homecoming too in our store, that come in, you know. And so this gives an opportunity. So So Jaylee.
How did you get into the idea of becoming a model for this? Did you just kind of get volunteered into it, or is this something that you wanted to do and sought it out on your own?
Well, when I started my own little business for a boutique, I had a bunch of modeling experience with that, and then they came up with this idea, and I just was really excited for it, and I can't wait. Yeah.
So how long have you been modeling altogether?
Probably 2.5 years. I started for a local boutique in town, Misty's, and then I started my own business and began doing it for myself for a while.
Fantastic. And who's this you got with you here? Is this Mom?
Yes, this is my mom, Patty Vaughn.
Patty?
Hey.
Step up and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Patty Vaughn. That was my daughter, Jaylee. We saw that there was a need in the community for a venue, and so we kind of decided to go for it, and we renovated a place there south of town, about 6 miles, and so that's how we came up with Willow Creek.
Tell us a little bit about some of the plans moving forward with Willow Creek. Is this going to be something that you plan on making a regular thing, or was this just kind of a last minute, oh no, we need a place to do it?
No, I'd been thinking about it for a long time. We knew the community needed somewhere to do different things, and I've always enjoyed doing different events and hosting things. And back in October, we did a vendor event. It went over really well. We had live music. We had over 50 vendors set up. We have another plan for May 1st. I have, so far, 65 vendors signed up. We're going to have live music again, food trucks, a lot of different things going on. We also have a comedian plan on April 17th coming up. We have... the Wayne County Farm Bureau is going to be doing Howl at the Moon out there July 31st. So we have several weddings booked and different things going on. So it's just always been something that I've enjoyed doing and hope to continue doing for the community.
Great. Now, we've talked about the venue. We've talked a little bit about some what's going to go on with the bridal fair. Let's talk a little bit about sponsors. Tell me about some of the sponsorship. Whoever wants to touch on that is fine. But tell us a little bit about sponsors. Tell us about some of the giveaways you're going to be having and what the people that attend the bridal event are going to be in store for.
Okay. Well, we have 27 of our local vendors. They donated, which we were very appreciative and thankful for, because it was just, like my mom said, that it just seems like everybody wants to help out when you come up with a good idea, and that's really encouraging. We have over $500 worth in gift cards, and that's thanks to Unique Rustique, F&B, Big Boys Catering, Fairfield Chiropractic Clinic, No Tan Lines, Le Mans, Chevrolet, Speedway Design and Decorating, TT Nails and Tan, DiMaggio's Pizza, La Fuente Mexican Restaurant, Kincaid, Save-A-Lot, Mama's Bear, For Seasons, Crafts and More. Who else? Oh, Mindy Sew Shop, Kim Hinkle Photography, Mustard Seed Market, Iconic Studios, and some of these have donated cash as well. So it's just kind of getting put together. And then CSI donated some local restaurant gift certificates. But we also have other goodies donated by like Black's Flower Shop. We have a cute photo frame from them. People's National Bank gave us a big duffel of goodies. And who else? We just have so many. We just have a list. Oh, yeah, that was, I was going to say that at the end. Carter's Trucking, they gave a big, a little goodies too. And then Willow Creek, but yeah, our biggest, or Willow Creek, Willow Tree, just kidding. but yeah, our one of the biggest was the Victorian on Main. We're really excited. They gave us a two free night stay. And so, yeah, so that's, I believe, a separate. Is that correct? We're doing a little.
Yeah, we're doing.
Yeah, we're kind of breaking everything up. Mm-hmm. Just, but yeah, but we have so many, like we said, and JJ's Liquor, and Midway, we just have a lot of goodies. There's just a lot, too many.
Wow, sounds like a lot of local businesses have come in to support this.
We had 27. And then us at Farmer's Daughter will be giving $100 off any wedding gown.
Right. Wow, amazing. Yeah. So a lot of goodies going on there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about ticket availability. How many tickets are going to be available? Where can the tickets be purchased? Who do people need to contact? Give us all the details.
Hey, I'm Claire Vaughn, or Claire Wise, formerly known. I have my own little social media business, Raylan James Marketing, and the girls have hired me to help them with their marketing for this event. And I'm going to talk about tickets. So tickets are available online right now at willowcreekvenue.net. They're $5 if you buy in advance, or if you wait until that day, they're $10 at the door. You know, $5 for a chance to win $500 in local gift cards or a two-night stay at the Victorian on Main. You know, it's a good deal. Even if you don't have a wedding planned yet, bring your girlfriends out for a fun day, fun afternoon out at Willow Creek. And we do have lots of tickets available. We're going to stop the pre-sales the week before. So you want to go ahead and get those tickets now on willowcreekvenue.net. And then if you go to our Facebook event, it's called Bridal Fair. You can find it on the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, the Farmer's Daughter Facebook page, Willow Creek Venue's Facebook page. And you can kind of get some vendor previews on there, see who's all going to be there, and get some more information about it. It's Sunday, April 25th from 1 to 5 out at Willow Creek Venue.
Yeah, and the tickets that we have some at the store, Farmer's Daughter. So we're located at 203 East Main Street downtown, and also just right next door to us is the Chamber. And so you can pick up and buy tickets right there as well if you want to just run in town and take a look too. So
there's plenty of options there.
Yeah.
Talking pre-sales, what's the turnout looking like so far? Expecting a pretty good turnout, or are we still just on the beginning of seeing the numbers come in?
We haven't checked the numbers recently, but we do have a good turnout, it looks like, so far. So we're excited about it. You know, it's the first time. We're not really sure how it's going to go, but we have a lot of great girls working, and we have a lot of passion behind it. So we think it's going to be a great project, and we hope everyone comes out and gives us a visit. There will be food samples from some of our vendors. We're going to have the Green Pig there, Big Boy Barbecue.
Big Boy Catering,
excuse me.
And then such good barbecue. You just think about the barbecue. What was the
who doesn't love free samples?
Little Buddy's Barbecue.
Exactly. Free food's the best.
Exactly.
Food. Yep. So there'll be samples out there. I don't think they're going to be offering full meals, but they'll be doing sampling, and we'll have music playing from the DJs, and music by Elaine will be there showing off her musical talents, and it'll be fun. There will be giveaways. Vendors are offering lots of discounts if you come out. If you book stuff that day, you can get discounts.
And
like you said too, you know, if your wedding's not this year necessarily, I'm getting ready next year, and it's just a really great opportunity to get planning started early. Mm-hmm. And so you can never be too early, especially with wedding planning, because your dress especially, that takes a while.
Well, and just what the community can do to help us too is, you know, you can go to the Facebook pages of any of our businesses, and you can click on the bridal fair event and share that, you know, and get the word out there, because obviously social media would help a ton on that, of reaching, because we want people from all over, not just our community. You know, we want to have the opportunity to spread that business to other areas as well.
Definitely want to make sure that we get as much focus on this, not just like you said in our local area, but outside of the area as well. Yeah. And let me take a moment to say, first off, congratulations on your upcoming nuptials.
Thank you.
It was very exciting. It'll turn to stress, but
Yes. Everyone says, "Do you know what you're doing?" And I'm like, "I plan everyone else's. I don't have time to plan my own."
But lots of dresses to choose from.
Let's talk about some of the dresses there are to choose from. What are some of the different styles that you're seeing popular this year?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, mermaids slowly coming back. Everybody that for the past couple weeks have asked for mermaids, they were kind of out of style for a little bit. A-line was seemed to be the most popular and stuff. It just really depends on your body type, too, because we always say, too, don't say that you won't try it on, because when anytime someone comes in and says, "I just don't think I want that," that's usually what they walk out with.
We have a lot. We have a lot of ladies that, you know, obviously Pinterest goes to, and they want long sleeve, and they come in, and about 95% of ours say they want sleeves, and then they leave with completely different, and which they say, "I would never have picked this out," you know, so obviously the dress is off the... hangers look a lot different on each individual, so we always throw a lot of dresses their way.
And Pinterest is great for planning the colors and everything for your wedding, but it is not helpful when it comes to picking out your wedding dress, because it's so hard. They see it, and they come in, they're like, "This is off of Pinterest.
This is what I want."
And it's like, oh, man.
But it's completely different on. So that's why we encourage to come in. We tell all the brides, to come in and visit us and let us help, because, you know, like I said, we have a wide selection, and we have a great sale going on right now, too. And it's 20% off any of the brands that we sell. Yep, carry. But if you buy right off the rack as well, our sale dresses are 41% off that additional.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and that's most of our inventory, actually, because we're trying to get rid of the ones we just don't carry, just because it makes it a little harder when someone likes something, and then we, you know, they say, "Well, I need it in a bigger size," and you're like,
"But we have
just
over 500 dresses, wedding dresses in store, and then bridesmaids, you can buy off the rack as well, and we have about
400
of those, and then we have
that doesn't include down and stairs,
probably 100 flower girl dresses. Our inventory is extremely large, so people are shocked when they walk in. So, and then we have everything, you know, as well with the shoes, all the accessories you could go.
Yeah, we try. Sounds
like you're pretty much a bridal one-stop for everything.
Though. Exactly.
Yeah, we try to. MJ had it always like that, and so we've just really tried to keep...
carry that on. Yeah. And we have scrubs. We carry other things, too. So it's kind of... We have scrubs and
Skechers and...
Prom home. We have shoes, all kinds. So just...
Well, so you
come on,
posh of them. You get a long enough wedding dress, you can wear the Skechers. No,
that's
one
right.
Know.
Yeah, yeah, well, definitely for the reception.
That's
kick
right.
Kick some Skechers on for that.
Beauty with a side of comfort.
And
that way.
Yeah, I do have glittered tennis shoes though too. So.
Oh, I may have to come and look at a set of those. So tell me, long trains still in, out?
It depends on the bride, truly. But there are several that love. We actually had a girl take a dress. Like the train off of her mother's dress and have it. Yeah, Mindy's Sew Shop. We sent.
Been,
yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
we're gonna holler out to her.
Yeah,
so she'll be a vendor at the bridal fair, and she we sent him down there, and she actually took that and put it onto the girl's dress as an attachment that she could take.
Yep, a detachable train.
Yep.
Anyway, but she's just been wonderful,
fantastic.
And I mean, she does everything: homecoming, prom, wedding, bridesmaids, you name it. And if she'll take the last minute people. So if you're still out there and you need a seamstress, go to Mindy.
Yeah.
There you go. She does do great work. I've had
a
little bit of
hemming
done from her myself, and she does great work. So let's talk more about the live show that's going to be going on. Whoever wants to address that, give us a little details on.
I think that's you guys.
We don't take it all. Yeah, she's talking about
the bridal shop.
Yes, let's talk about the live show. Let's give us more background on that. People that maybe they caught the glimpse of it there at the beginning when we talked about it. We kind of glanced over it. How and when will they tune into that?
She's passing the mic to me. No, from two. We're
guesstimating about 2:30. So we're hoping to have
this is our first one.
So about 10 models, and they'll be coming in, just showcasing different of the wedding gowns as well as a few of the bridesmaids. And so we plan on having them switch out one time of changing. So we should have about 16 bridal gowns and then four or so bridesmaids. But like I said, it takes too much time to show all the dresses that we have and models and stuff. So we're just going to give a little sample.
And they come in and they're going to,
and Nicole will be talking.
Yep. And I'm going to describe each dress so that we can give some knowledge to maybe someone out there that's like, I just have no clue where to go, kind of. So then they can
what
at least.
What kind of dresses
are
available.
And what may, all that stuff.
Yeah.
How it might flatter. Yeah. Just give you an idea. If
and
you're
the
really
venue's
lost.
So gorgeous that I'm sure the.
Yeah, it's just going to look so cool.
It's going to be very, very nice to have them come through, and the tables will. Patty can talk about that, about all the tables and how they'll be set up.
Yeah, she's worked on that.
Yeah, she's been mapping out. So
on top of her 50 other events going on too.
Let's talk a little bit more about the tables and how they're going to be mapped out.
Well, we're just going to kind of have them lined on the outside of the building, or the outside walls of the building, and it'll just be basically where you can come in and kind of shop and talk to each individual vendor and kind of find out what they offer, and we'll have a little place in there for the girls to parade through on the show, and
we talk about outside ones too.
Will have a few vendors outside, some of the food vendors and some other just pamphlet. Other vendors to shop. So
and I think there's a table. We're gonna have a table of just businesses that aren't information that aren't necessarily there as a vendor, but they wanted to get their business out there.
Wedding insurance.
There you go.
Wedding insurance.
Yeah.
Yes. Really?
There's places that maybe don't need a booth, but
you don't even think about that.
Thing.
You actually have to have wedding insurance at a lot of venues to hold your wedding there. It's a cheap way to.
Now, what exactly would entail wedding insurance? What is there to insure in a wedding?
Well, a lot of weddings have alcohol at them.
No, you're kidding.
So it just kind of covers, incidentals, and then if something were to happen to Patty's venue or, wherever they have their
someone
wedding,
gets hurt.
Yeah, if Uncle Tony gets two-turned.
Yeah. Uncle Tony gets two-turned. I like that. Yeah. You need to make a shirt that says that. As a matter of fact, you can sell it down there. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of fun. I know it's definitely been a lot of fun learning more about it. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for the Community Connection today, but we will continue this pre-recorded conversation about the Bridal Fair event taking place on April 25th from 1 till 5 p.m. tomorrow morning on Community Connection, which airs around 7:30 a.m. on WFAW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Have a great rest of your day.